Shalom,
hello, we're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 524, item 128. You can ask questions in our website and we'll ask them.
Maybe we'll start from 127.
So we'll start from 127, page 523. The order of their clothing of each other,
or the patzufim of Atzilut,
and patzuf ak, is that patzuf atik de Atzilut, although it emerges from the rosh de sag de ak, it still cannot clothe the pe of sag de ak downward, but only below tabur. This is because above Tabur Deak, it is considered Tzimtzum Alef, Akudim. Since Partzuf Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, Tzimtzum Bet does not control it, so it should have been worthy of clothing above Tabur Deak. But since
of him itself, according to his quality, he can be above Tabur of Ak. But
since Tzimtzum Bet had already been established in its Pederosh for the rest of the Partzufim de Atzilut from its downward,
in order for the Partzufi Atzilut, not for himself,
it can only clothe from Tabur de Ak downward. It turns out that the level of Atik begins at Tabur Deak and ends equally with the Raglaim Deak, that is, above the point of this world. This is so because of its own Patsuf. Yet, because of its connection to the rest of the Patsufim of Atzilut, from whose perspective it is regarded as being included in Tzimtzum Bet as well, in that respect, it is considered that its raglaim end above Parsa d'Atzilut, since Parsa is the new siyum, end, of Tzimtzum Bet.
Meaning, if Atik itself, without its connection to Atzilut, could expand from the Rosh of Sag and below, and go through all of the place above Tabur and the whole place below Tabur, even until Siyum Raglin. When it belonged to the connection of all the Partzufei Ak with the Partzufim that will be below the Tabur, the Partzufim of Abiyah, Atzilut Briyah, Yetzirah Asiyah, that's why he takes upon himself the second restriction. Then he can take all the limitations, and he can expand from Tabur until the Parsa, only. Even though, again, we say that Atik of Tzimtzum Alef, I don't remember if he mentions it here, but in Tess he explains that Atik of Tzimtzum Alef expands from Tabur until the Siyum Raglin, goes through everything, including the Parsa. And there's Atik of Tzimtzum Bet that only expands from Tabur till the Parsa, not below it. And upon it, on Atik of Tzimtzum Bet, all the Partzufim of Atzilut clothe upon it. Keep going.
Item 128. The second Partzuf in the new Ma, called Arichanpin, which was emanated and came out of the Pederosh Atik, begins from the place of its emergence, from Pederosh de Atik, and clothes the Zat de Atik, which ends above Parsa de Atzilut. The third Partzuf, called Abba Ve'ima, which emerged from Pe de Rosh de Arechanpin, begins from Pe de Rosh de Arechanpin and ends above the Tabur de Arechanpin. The Zon begin in Tabur de Arechanpin and end equally with the Siyum of Arechanpin, meaning above Parsa de Atzilut.
Clear? Ask? So, let's draw it. No choice. Here we go. We start from Galgalta. Absag.
Nekudot desag.
Nekudot avsag. Until the parsa.
Nekudot desag.
And then Nekudot desag in Gadlut, below the parsa. Shattering. And Olam Atzilut comes, and here below the Parsa, I mean below the Tabu, we have the first Patsuf. Still, let's draw it as Atik Tzimtzum Aleph, afterwards Atik Tzimtzum Bet, Atik Tzimtzum Bet, until the Parsa. And upon it clothe Partsufim. This is the Rosh of Atik. And then upon it clothe Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Yishsut, and Zon. So we have
Rosh. Rosh, כן, זהו. עכשיו, אבא ואימא.
אבא ואימא. This is גר. אב בינה.
ישסות. הוא לא אומר את זה כאן.
He doesn't say it here, but this is זאת. אב בינה.
וזון.
And זון. Sorry, wait. What did I do here? What? I don't hear you like that. Arichanpin. Oh, right. Let's do it this way. We have Atik. This is Pe of Atik. So from Pe of Atik starts Arich Anpin until the Parsa. And here we have Rosh of Arich Anpin. Then from Rosh till the Chazeh, from Chazet or the Tabu, and from the Tabu below. So this is called Zon. From the Chazet to the Tabu is Yishsut. From Pe till the Chazet we have Abba Ve'ima. And here's the Rosh. This is Arich Anpin, the true Rosh of Atzilut. Okay? This is what he said. And the second partzuf of the Numa is called Arich Anpin, which emanated and came out from Pe the Rosh De'atik. That's how he came out. His place starts from Pe the Rosh De'atik and clothes the Zat De'atik, which ends above the Parza of Atzilut. The third Partsuf, called Abba Ve'ima, which emerged from Peder Rosh De'arich Anpin, that's where they begin. They end above the Tabur of Arich Anpin, including Abba Ve'ima and Yishsut. Sometimes he calls it Abba Ve'ima, sometimes he divides it into Abba Ve'ima Gar Debina, Nishsud Zad Debina, meaning above the Parsa of Atzilut. Okay? Anything to ask about this illustration? What do you want?
Only about Atik. In Tzimtzum Aleph, we always mention it, but we never elaborate what its role is.
So I'm not going to elaborate either, and you don't be too wise. Ask what you need. To the point. 129.
You should know that when each level of these five Partsufim of the Numa emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the Kelim de Nikudim, which became its Nukva. Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the Gar de Nikudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to the Galgal Ta'anaim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, called Kelim de Panim. In Katnut de Nikudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them, that is, Galgal Ta'anaim and Nikve'anaim. The bottom half of each one, which is called Chap, descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Partsuf Atik of the new Ma took the upper half of Keter from the Kelim of Nikudim, as well as the upper half of Chub, and the seven roots of Zat included in Gar de Nikudim. These became a Partsuf Nukva to the Atik of the new Ma and joined with one another. They are called Ma and Bon de Atik de Atzilut, since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the Kelim de Nikudim that joined it are called Bon. They are arranged face and back, Atik de Ma at the Panim, and Atik de Bon at its Achor.
Okay, let's draw this. Meaning, we were saying that Olam HaNikudim that was shattered, what happens to it? If it was shattered, it has to reach Gmar Tikkun and was shattered. Meaning we have to correct it and bring it to Gmar Tikkun. That's actually the work. So here he says that the Olamot Abiyah came and they correct the shattered Olam HaNikudim. Again, 129.
You should know that when each level of these five Partsufim of the new Ma emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the Kelim de Nikudim, which became its Nukva. Thus,
meaning here is Nikudim, and here's Abiyah. The worlds of Abiyah need to correct Olam HaNikudim, then there will be Gmar Tikkun. So, what happens?
Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the Gar de Nikudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels.
Meaning Keter, Abba Ve'imav Nikudim. Oh, sorry. Keter and Abba Ve'ima. And this belongs to Atik. Keep going.
This refers to the Galgalta and the Naim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, called Kelim de Panim.
So Keter Galgalta and Naim and Abba Ve'ima Galgalta and Naim. Atik took all of them as the Nukva. Yeah.
In the Katnut of Nikudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them, that is, Galgalta and Enaim and Nikve Enaim. The bottom half of each one, which is called the Chap, descended to the lower degree.
They cause the shattering, that's why they can't be corrected and scrutinized along with Galgal Ta'anaim, because they caused it. They didn't shatter, but they caused the shattering. That's why they're not so pure. Atik takes only the purest thing that doesn't belong to the shattering. But before the shattering, after the shattering, it's pure. That's what he takes. That's Galgal Ta'anaim of Keter and Galgal Ta'anaim of Abba Ve'ima. Keep going.
Hence, it is considered that Patsuf Atik of the Numa took the upper half of the Ketel from the Kelim of Nikudim, as well as the upper half of Chub, and the seven roots of Zat, included in Garde Nikudim.
So, the seven roots, we can say it's parts of all the Malachim. That also, they weren't shattered, because the Keter is always from below upward. It doesn't belong to the Paltzuf itself, like a crown on your head. So they all belong to Atik. Keep going.
These became a Paltzuf Nukva to the Atik of the Numa, and joined with one another.
So before them there's such a connection, which is Nukva and Me'o. That's clear. Keep going.
They are called Ma and Bon de Atik de Atzilut, since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the Kelim de Nikudim that joined it are called Bon. They are arranged face and back. Atik de Ma at the Panim, face, and Atik de Bon at its whole.
Clear, right? This is like Panim, face, and this is a whole back. Because it's clear the Panim is where there's the light, the force, the bestowal, and the Achol, the posterior, is what needs to be corrected. Questions? To the point? To the point. Yes, Michael.
Why does he call it Ma and Bon de'atik de'atilut?
Because it's the degree of Atik. Atik receives, takes to him the vessels of Nikudim, which are now, they stopped working. They're not shattered. They're not connected to the shattered vessels, but they participated in the shattering. That's why they now demand a connection to sanctity, to bestowal, to spirituality. And they get this connection through Atik, meaning all of these vessels are connecting to the vessels of Atik, and through Atik they can connect to Ein Sof. That's why they're called Nukba, and Atik is Zachar, the male.
So it's only the relations between them that's not connected to the fact that Ma and Bon are the last parts of him that emerge?
Don't understand.
Meaning, why is it Ma and Bon, which are the last parts of him that emerge?
No, it has nothing to do with it. Bon is the lower one, Ma is the upper one. Ma is the bestower, Zeranpin. Bon is called Malchut. No, it has nothing to do with being the last degree or one before it, no. In spirituality, we use all kinds of names in order to organize the Paltzufin one next to the other. Okay? Shamir, you want to ask? What? No. Okay? Yeah.
What's the connection between the world of Atzilut emerged over the Rishimot Aleph Shorosh Tzimtzum Bet?
Yeah.
How is that connected to the fact that Atik takes the Rishimot from the Olam Nikudim?
He gets Gadlut, he gets lights. Atik, Olam Atzilut comes out in such a way that it itself is Aleph Shorosh Tzimtzum Bet. There's no less degree from it, but it's called Atzilut. Why? Because it takes all kind of pure vessels, connects them to himself, and raises man, and in such a way receives the force from above of correction, the force of fulfillment, and in this way gradually grows in a pure manner. That's why it's called Atzilut, from the word Etzlo, with me, he says. All the vessels, all the corrected vessels are with me. Yeah.
Okay, so the question is, how? What expression is there for, suppose, Alef Deit Labshut in this process where it takes the vessels from Nikudim? Alef Deit Labshut and Shosh Daviot, that's a world of Atzilut.
Yeah.
What expression is there for it here, with what we're seeing here?
Afterwards, we'll see that Aleph of Itlapshut will play very hard here, specifically here in Olam Atzilut. Aleph of Itlapshut is called that he has a connection with a higher degree, and then he can turn to it. That he has something, not that he himself, but connecting to the higher degree is there. We'll see how it works. We'll go to tests afterwards. Okay? Be careful, make sure you ask correctly.
Уточнить, что такое действие присоединения в духовном. Вот что значит, что Атик присоединил.
What does it mean that Atik connected to itself?
All the parzufim of Atzilut connect the shattered parzufim or whatever remains of the shattering in order to correct them and fill them. That's it. Now, how do they do it? They get deficiencies upon those deficiencies that absorb from the foreign vessels. They correct it inside by Ibul Yanika and receive Mochin, and that's how they correct it. We'll see that later. Yeah? 130, right?
Partzuf Arichad Bin of the Numa, which emerged at the level of Chochmah, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keter de Nikudim, the Achab de Keter, which during the Katnut were at the degree below Keter, that is in Chochmah and Binah de Nikudim. It became a Nukva to the Arichad Bin of the Numa, and they were joined together.
Again,
Partzuf Arichan Pin of the Numa, which emerged at the level of Chochmah, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keter de Nikudim, the Achab de Keter, which during the Katnut were in the degree below Keter, that is in Chochmah and Binah de Nikudim.
Meaning Arich Anpin takes the bottom half of Keter of Nikudim, that it's called the bottom half, or Zat of Keter, or Achap of Keter. Yeah?
It became a Nukva to the Arich Anpin of the Numa, and they were joined together. Their stance is right and left.
Meaning, this is right, and this is left.
Arichanpin Dema, which is the male, stands on the right. And Arichanpin Debon, which is the Nukva, stands on the left.
Don't think it's Arichanpin of Bon. Where is Arichanpin? Where is such a thing? But this is what he calls Nukva. Doesn't belong here anymore. This is what he calls the bottom half of Keter of Nikudim. He calls this Bun. Ma and Bun. Next.
And the reason why Partzuf Atik Dema did not take the lower half of Keter de Nikudim as well is that since Atik is the first Rosh de Atzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the Kelim de Panim de Gar de Nikudim, where no flaw occurred during the breaking. This is not so at the bottom half of Keter, the Achap that were fallen in Chub during the Katnut. Afterward, during the Gadlut, they rose from Chub and joined Keter de Nikudim, Then, after the breaking of the vessels, they fell from Keter de Nikudim once more and were cancelled. Thus, they were flawed by their fall and cancellation, and are therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Ari Chanpin, Dema, took them.
Suddenly, everything stopped, right? Gershon, I feel it. Suddenly, stopped thinking. Tired already. Okay. So tomorrow we'll start from 130. Okay. Read it again. Still try to do it forcefully. Okay. Please.
Item 130. Partzuf Ari Chanpin of the Numa, which emerged at the level of Chokhmah, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keter de Nikudim, the Achab de Keter, which during the Katnut were at the degree below Keter, that is, in Chokhmah and Binah de Nikudim. It became a Nukva to the Ari Chanpin of the Numa, and they were joined together. Their stance is right and left. Ari Chanpin Dema, which is the male, stands on the right. And Ari Chanpin Debon, which is the Nukva, stands on the left. And the reason why Partzuf Atik Dema did not take the lower half of Keter de Nikudim as well, is that since Atik is the first Rosh Detzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the Kelim de Panim de Gal de Nikudim, where no flaw occurred during the breaking. This is not so at the bottom half of Keter, the Achap that were fallen in Chub during the Katnut. Afterward, during the Gadlut, they rose from Chub and joined Keter de Nikudim. Then, after the breaking of the vessels, they fell from Keter de Nikudim once more and were cancelled. Thus, they were flawed by their fall and cancellation, and are therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Ari Chanpin Dema took them.
Questions? What, Pelsky? What do you want?
A general question. Partzufim of Atzilut have a male that basically takes the vessels that broke, sorts them out. The Partzufim of Atzilut are all called male with respect to the broken vessels.
Where do they come from? What's their essence?
They emerged over the Reshimot that remained after the Olam HaNikudim, whatever is possible to have more partzufim, so they emerged, and Sag is gave them birth. What do you mean? They haven't reached perfection, they haven't been realized, you're left with Rishimot, with deficiencies. What's above them is Sag. Rosh of Nikudim is incapable of performing these corrections, these Zivugim. That's why it rose to Rosh Desag. And Rosh Desag performed the Zivugim, gave birth to these Potsofim. Atik Ari Chanpin Abaveim Anzon. We say that if Nikudim in Gadlut were not broken, final correction would come. But so where did the Rishimot came from? But they broke. So the males are also a result of the shattering? The males are the result of the purification of the Masach that came to be by the shattering. The shattering is only the purification of the Masach, of the screen. And then what you have is that on the one hand, you have from Keter de Nikudim, Galgal Tanaim and Achab. Achab de Keter were fallen within Galgal Tainayim of Abba Ve'ima. Achab de Abba Ve'ima were fallen within Galgal Tainayim of Zon. And Achab de Zon were below the Pasa. This here is the parsa. This is, maybe you should do it this way. This is Keter of Nikudim. This is Abba Veim of Nikudim. And this is Zonde Nikudim. That's it. Atik takes Galgal Tanaim, the Keter de Nikudim. This goes to Atik. The purest thing. Does he take it as nukva? He takes it as nukva. But where from? Who? The male, Atik. The male is born out of the fact that he remains after the shattering. After the shattering, when what's left is the discernments that are not yet corrected. How did we have after Galgalta? How did the Rishimot emerge to Ab? Here too. All in all, the shattering that occurred caused the breaking of some of the vessels. Some are broken, some are left, but they were corrected. How can you correct them? How can you fill them? So, again, Sag emerges, building Potsufim out of them. Systems that can be corrected.
So he just looks at it from a new point of view, that there are new calculations?
It's broken. Okay, so what? That's the way we look at the past as well.
Ken.
Yes.
There was a shattering in the Achap, right? In Keter of Nikudim?
Cancelled. Keter cannot break because for it, all the vessels are from below upwards.
That's exactly the question.
It doesn't receive in order to bestow. It only uses his vessels of reception to bestow to others. That's why it cannot break. It can only cancel from its duty.
So why then Atik take it? Why did Arich Anpin take it?
Because it caused the shattering.
Achap of Keter.
Achap de Keter de Nikudim caused the shattering when it was within Abba Ve'ima, passing the light of Gadlut to them. And even though he did not take part in it himself, he belongs to it. Whereas Galgal Ta'anayim de Keter de Nikudim has nothing to do with the shattering.
Didn't the shattering happen because of the Zon?
That's where it occurred, but who caused it?
The decision was received in a degree above.
The decision for Gadlut was accepted in Rosh Desag. So what?
Why is Achab de Keter Nikudim guilty about it?
He didn't get Gadlut since due to the light of Chokmah that has to be passed to the broken vessels.
So he's a partner to the shattering?
A partner, not himself, but he took part in it.
So who's the guilty one? Sag? He took the decision?
Sag and Nehideak, both of them, as partners, are guilty of the shattering.
Okay, thank you.
Arich Anpin.
Arich Anpin. We have a new thing that the right and left.
Well,
in Atik we have Nukba. The part that he scrutinizes has Nukba, and then in Arich Anpin, the part he scrutinizes from the shattering become right and left. What is added here?
It doesn't matter. The way they stand, the right and left, we haven't learned that yet. But we always have male and female. The male corrects, and the Nukva, the female, joins the correction.
And the fact they're on 1 degree doesn't mean anything?
Otherwise, how can he feel it?
Ken.
In Galgalta, we heard about the male and female, that the Partsuf was purified and the Ma was revealed that was clothed in him. So the male and then the female that got the Zivug. So yes. Here in the world of correction, first the deficiencies are revealed, and upon them, only upon the deficiency that was in Nikudim, then the Zivug comes. Right?
I don't really understand.
The deficiencies were revealed from above, and now
there you had corrected nukvaot females. They were ready for the zivug with the masachim, with the screens. There in Galgalta or on all the pots of him. Here you don't have it yet. Here you have to first correct the nukvaot and then to bring them to correction. Now, how they stand, above, below, right, left, we'll learn that in the future.
But it flipped. There was an inversion there. First, there was a male was revealed in the Rosh, and then the Zivug happened in the Nukva. Here, first, there's a Nukva, and upon it, the male. Is there something in that?
Here, what's important for us is the Nukva, because that's a deficiency. Or he raises all these things, yes. Over there, you had the cascading from above downwards, from Insof, through the four Bechinot, Malchut Insof, and all the Potsofim, and the male was the one who determined. He took the Nekeva and he corrected. Here it depends on raising man. Raising man. That's why Nukva determines. The corrections depend on Nukva. In our world, it's the same in everything. It's only concealed. But the truth is, all the corrections, the way the world advances, it seems to us that men are doing, the men are only acting out the desires of the females. Am I right, Krivnil? I'm right. So what else do you want to ask?
Aleph Shorosh Tzimtzum Bet came, and that brought Atik out.
Yes, was born out of Ibur, then Yenika, and then Mochin. All the Potsofim, from the shattering of the vessels on, all they have is Rishimo Aleph Shorosh. Tzimtzum Bet.
Yeah, but again, it's not after the shattering we have Aleph Shor Tzimtzum Bet. And then Atik came, that's what brought Atik out.
Atik emerges from Rosh Desag. When it emerges from over Rishimo Aleph Shorosh.
Yes. What does it mean that if he came out, that he chooses the Nukbot, if he already came out?
This is something we'll we'll learn this in two more items.
Kiev.
Дорогой ученик,
мое зло. Сегодня я за него. Можно вопрос об изучении?
Today I'm instead of him. Can I ask in general about the Pticha lessons? About the approach to the study.
Well.
We, for the second or third time, we are reading, and we start reading the beginning, and then we jump to 135, and then we don't understand anything. So you said don't study for yourself. So how is it not to study for yourself, but to study? Because otherwise you won't even understand the reason of what Bala Sulam writes about or what he means. How do I approach it correctly?
What is his question?
Ну, то есть просто учить, ну, вы говорили, что не
учить.
We're learning from the beginning till the end. Now too, we've been through the preface from the beginning until this place. Each and every item, each and every letter, what are you asking? If something's not clear to you, you should ask. Or maybe you should see the lessons again. They're all in our archive. Yes? What's your argument about the study of the preface? I teach the preface as I learned with Rabash. I try to go according to that. Yes?
For the correct approach, I guess we need to count on what you're explaining, but along with that, there's a rationality of this article from beginning to end, and to understand it, sometimes you need to say yourself, think, read.
Go ahead, all the more so. Of course, if you want to understand more than what we'll learn, you have to invest more time into it. Undoubtedly. That's like in everything. When you learn in a university, suppose, so you go to the lecture, and you learn what the professor teaches, and then you study it alone with your summaries and with the textbook, of course. Well, what's the question about? Of course. A study always requires your own participation, both during the lesson and after the lesson. Yes.
It just seems that the problem is not that we're Jerusalem Kabbalists, is that we don't understand anything.
It's hard to make an argument here, because if you judge someone, it's your own flaw. You do understand, you don't understand. As much as you understand. But the main thing for us is not to understand, it's to draw the light that reforms. If you know less or more, there's no question about this. There is no question. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are no tests. And here, if you're bigger than someone else, you're not bigger because you remember what it says or you understand what it says. Rather, how much you're part of the connection. That's all. That's why your arguments are arguments, but for us, the arguments are different. Where are we with respect to the general connection between us? That's it. And the preface should give us some general picture. But the more I pick into it, I won't find anything until I realize it in the right way between me and the friends. We had something. Where is it? Giuseppe, yes.
Rav, I can say something about the Young Group Congress in Italy and ask a question.
Please.
Once in a year, about when the new student finishes the training, in the last part of their training, they organize with the help of the veterans, with the help of the teachers, a congress. A national congress, so they can put in practice what they are learning in about more than 1 year. The next one will be in January, 18-19 January in Rome. But this time is a little bit different, because after the Congress, the Bulgarian Congress, the Italian group felt the responsibility to be more I don't know to say, more helpful for Europe. So the teacher of the young group, Francesco and David, want to involve in this Congress as much as possible the young group of the Europe.
So as המורים של הקבוצה הצעירה רוצים שכמה שיותר ישתתפו בזה קבוצות צעירות של אירופה.
In the preparation of the content, music and so on.
Content, music.
But they want to ask your advice, Rav, your direction, if it's good, if what you feel about this.
I don't know in what state the young groups all over Europe are. In the beginning of their study, in their beginner's course, or in the middle, or in the end. I don't know how they want or capable of being in the connection between them, but surely the connection is desirable. It's good. How to do it, the truth is, I don't know, but it's something worthwhile of doing. Yes? So that in general, all the students of ours all over the world, the ones who are in a beginner's course, usually it's 1 year, right? So that they'll be connected. Yes?
Yes, the young group, all the young group in Europe is in an advanced state of study. The idea, the intention of our teacher is that if they meet each other, if they start to work each other, is like a step forward.
So go ahead. I agree. Do. Then be successful, and I'll be happy if I can somehow support it. Do it. Connection is always good. Connection is more important than the study. Yes.
The last question, Rav. They want to, if it's possible, to be connected with you in some part of the Congress. In Zoom or in somewhere.
Okay, no problem. No problem. We'll set the time, we'll communicate the way they want. Just they should tell me if I should prepare materials or just answer their questions. It doesn't matter. It all depends on them. Thank you too. Good. The Italian group is really a wonderful group to take an example from. And they're going forward and they can help in all of Europe, I really hope. Yesterday I was also talking to the Spanish group, some of their representatives, and I really hope that we'll strengthen that group as well so that they can also set an example for all of us. So, Spain. Good luck in the connection between you. Okay. Yes?
We want to announce the schedule we'll have on this Saturday in the Asia Congress, so please put the slide up. Saturday, 3:45 to 4:15, we'll have a Shivat Chaverim. 4:15 to 6, we have a lesson, number 1. 6 to 6:30, questions and answers. 6:30 to 7:15, we have a meal of Shabbat in the morning. 7:15 to 7:45, we have a break. 7:45 to 8:15, we have a Yeshivat Chaverim. 8:15 to 10 is lesson number 2. 10 to 10:30, questions and answers. 10:30 to 11 break, 11 to 11:15 preparation for the lesson, 11:15 till 1 lesson number 3. Then we have a meal from 1 to 1:45. Then we have a break from 1:45 to 2:15, and then from 2:15 to 3 we have a yeshivat chaverim. All the details were in mail and are in Sviva Tova.
Where do I sign the books? Okay, very well. So, are there any questions here? Bnei Baruch, you're going to be here? Even though this is a congress for beginners?
What do you mean, beginners?
This is a congress for all the groups?
Yeah, all the groups in Israel are in their places. Petach Tikva are coming here. And everybody studies, we know.
But it's for everyone. It's not according to the time you've been learning. It's for everyone.
Omri? Yeah, it's a congress for everybody. We gather in groups all over the world. The study material is published already.
It's material for beginners, the way it seems to me, right? See? It's not for beginners, or is it for beginners?
There's work in the 10.
The way I understood it, that this congress is for beginners, meaning the ones who are just not long ago started going into the groups, not campus students, but for beginners.
Yeah, it starts more general.
The way I saw the subjects, they are really for beginners. Will this be interesting for others? Should I prefer here to hear the questions from the young groups or from women instead of men, etc.? I have to be directed correctly to the character of this Congress. I don't yet feel it.
What we were saying in the beginning is that it'll be also, the questions will be mainly from the groups in Asia.
Yes. Yeah, that's clear. It's from Asia. So what we need is to give a command to the ones sitting upstairs here in our building so that we can see all the pictures, all the questions, all the response from there, from the Asian region. That's all right.
Oh, so all the focus groups will be from there. And the questions, you have two options, an option of questions in live or questions that we have written down.
No, that doesn't matter. The main thing is that the questions are from there. Okay, who will sit with me in the studio?
Shimon and Dudi.
Okay. Yes. Shimon and Dudi. Okay. Very well. Yes. Translators, everyone's ready. Okay. Okay. I have nothing else to scrutinize.
Meaning,
on Saturday, all of Bnei Baruch will be here until 3 p.m.? From 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Until 3:45, okay. From 3:45 a.m. until 3 p.m. Very well, I have nothing to add. Let's hope that all our friends from all over the world will also, more or less, join us. The main thing for us is to strengthen Asia. We need to really give. Before that, we're publishing it in the internet, making some noise. No? I'm asking. You're not even, you're, the way you're doing it, you don't know.
No, there wasn't.
There's nothing. That's not good. You have a few days left. The internet is enough in order to activate your dissemination. Disseminate this Congress. Spread it out. Besides the fact that the way I saw the subjects, I really didn't have the possibility. I just brief glance. The way I saw it, the questions there are for beginners. Anything else, Adon? No. So what's left for us?
We have an announcement.
Yes.
Evening lesson. You are welcome to watch a lesson with Rav Leitman on Sviva Tova. Thank you, TV viewers. Good day. A course, the introductory lesson of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're invited to introductory lessons on the course of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout November all over Israel. Admission 30 shekel. You must sign up in advance. Details on our toll-free number or on our website, and we'll sing a song.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise.